Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Stroke of Luck: Master Neuroplasticity for Recovery and Growth After Stroke. Rebise 19 May 2019 is a practical health and recovery book by Bob Dennis, a scientist, engineer, inventor, and two-time stroke survivor. The book belongs to the stroke recovery and neuroplasticity category, combining personal experience with accessible explanations of how the brain can reorganize after injury. Its purpose is not to replace clinical rehabilitation, but to help readers understand why immediate, repeated, and varied activity can support recovery when pursued safely and consistently. Dennis focuses on exercises and lifestyle adjustments that require little or no equipment, can be practiced almost anywhere, and are intended to keep the recovering brain challenged. The book is especially directed towards stroke survivors and caregivers who need practical guidance during a period often marked by uncertainty. Its central value lies in translating the concept of neuroplasticity into everyday actions that feel available, rather than specialized or expensive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, neuroplasticity as the organizing principle of stroke recovery. The central idea of the book is that stroke recovery is inseparable from neuroplasticity, the capacity of the brain to reorganize its pathways after injury. Dennis presents recovery not as a passive waiting process, but as an active interaction between damaged neural systems and repeated experience. This framing matters because many stroke survivors encounter a confusing gap between medical stabilization and long-term functional improvement. By emphasizing neuroplasticity, the book gives readers a conceptual reason to practice movements, tasks, and cognitive challenges even when progress is uneven or slow. The argument is practical rather than theoretical. The brain changes in response to use. So useful activity should begin as early as is safe and continue beyond formal therapy sessions. The book also treats neuroplasticity as a lifelong process rather than a short recovery window. That perspective broadens the audience beyond recent stroke survivors, suggesting that varied practice can support brain adaptation at many stages. The distinct contribution is its effort to make a scientific concept actionable without requiring advanced equipment, technical vocabulary, or access to specialized programs. Secondly, early and safe activity as a foundation for maximal recovery. A recurring emphasis in Stroke of Luck is the importance of beginning recovery activities immediately after stroke, within the limits of safety and medical condition. The book highlights a practical tension: early activity may help stimulate recovery mechanisms, but stroke survivors can also face balance problems, fatigue, weakness, impaired awareness, and other risks. Dennis addresses this by tying exercise guidance to safety rather than presenting effort alone as the solution. The value of this approach is that it recognizes the vulnerable early phase after stroke, when survivors and caregivers often want to act but may not know what forms of action are reasonable. Simple movements, attention to body position, and low barrier activities can become a bridge between hospital care and ongoing rehabilitation. The reasoning is that small, safe actions repeated frequently may provide the nervous system with meaningful signals while reducing reliance on complicated routines. This does not diminish the importance of clinicians, but it positions the survivor as an active participant in recovery. The book stands out by treating immediacy and caution as complementary, not opposing, principles. Thirdly, zero equipment exercises and the removal of access barriers. Dennis gives particular attention to exercises that are free, easy to learn, and possible without specialized tools. This is a significant feature because many recovery resources assume access to therapy facilities, devices, transportation, or paid programs. Stroke of Luck instead foregrounds actions that can be integrated into ordinary surroundings. The underlying reasoning is that an exercise plan is more likely to be sustained when it does not depend on ideal conditions. If a movement, coordination challenge, balance drill, or daily task variation can be practiced at home, it becomes available more often and with less delay. This emphasis also supports caregiver involvement, since simple activities are easier to observe, encourage, and adapt. The book is not primarily a technical manual for professional rehabilitation. Rather, it serves as a practical supplement that helps readers identify opportunities for repetition throughout the day. The focus on cost-free and equipment-free recovery is one of its clearest differentiators. It makes neuroplastic practice feel less like a formal appointment and more like a structure for daily living after stroke. Fourthly, novelty and variation as tools for sustaining brain adaptation. The book repeatedly links neuroplasticity with novelty, variation, and new challenges. This is important because recovery can stall when practice becomes too narrow, too automatic, or too dependent on a single set of movements. Dennis suggests that the recovering brain benefits from a wide range of simple exercises and lifestyle variations, since each new challenge asks the nervous system to process information differently. The practical implication is that repetition alone is not enough. Repetition should be combined with gradual changes in task, context, timing, or difficulty. This principle helps explain why the book offers a broad orientation rather than a single fixed routine. Novelty can include changing how a movement is performed, practicing in a different setting, using attention differently, or adding a small coordination demand. The emphasis is especially useful for long-term recovery, when survivors may need ways to keep practice engaging and neurologically meaningful. The book positions variation as a method for sustaining effort over months or years. This gives the recovery process a dynamic structure rather than a checklist that becomes exhausted. Lastly, personal survivor perspective shaped by scientific training. A notable aspect of Stroke of Luck is the combination of personal experience and scientific orientation. Bob Dennis writes as someone who has survived two strokes and also has a background in engineering and science. This dual perspective affects the book in two ways. First, it gives the discussion of recovery a lived context because the author is not describing stroke only from outside observation. It encourages a practical systems view. Recovery is treated as a set of repeatable inputs, adaptations, constraints, and feedback loops, rather than a vague hope for improvement. The book does not appear to rely on elaborate clinical case studies or dense academic review. Its strength is translating experience into usable recovery principles. That can make it approachable for readers who are overwhelmed by medical terminology, but still want reasoning behind the exercises. The limitation is that readers should distinguish personal insight from individualized medical prescription. Even so, the author perspective gives the book a distinctive voice in a crowded field. It is neither purely memoir nor purely neuroscience, but a practical recovery guide grounded in firsthand need. In conclusion, Stroke of Luck is best suited for stroke survivors, family caregivers, and readers looking for a practical introduction to neuroplastic recovery that does not depend on expensive tools or specialized settings. 8. Its benefits are both practical and intellectual. Practically, it encourages early, safe, frequent, and varied activity, giving readers a way to think about recovery between clinical appointments. Intellectually, it clarifies why practice matters by connecting everyday exercises to the broader principle of neuroplasticity. The book may also be useful for people interested in maintaining brain adaptability, although its strongest relevance is clearly post-stroke recovery. Compared with more academic books on neuroplasticity, it stands out for its immediate applicability and low-barrier approach. Compared with memoirs about stroke, it is more focused on exercises, safety, and repeatable recovery habits than on personal narrative alone. Compared with formal rehabilitation manuals, it is less technical but more accessible for non-specialists. Its main distinction is the combination of survivor experience, scientific sensibility, and emphasis on free, simple, portable exercises. Readers should still coordinate recovery with qualified medical professionals. But the book can help them become more informed and active participants in the long process of rebuilding function after stroke. If you would like to support Bob Dennis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.